Okay, sweetie, we are going to play a game. Do you like games? Of course you do. And this is a special game. See, all you have to do is play along with what I say. That's right, just play along. Like a little roleplay scenario. I'll play the part of the gorgeous, dominant lady trying to corrupt your mind, and you'll play the part of my soon-to-be subservient, little hypnotized thrall, going along with my every word. Now, I wonder what images or thoughts came into your mind when I told you that. Really think hard about that for a second. But wait, don't think too hard. Because you're just playing along, right? It's not as if I was really going to bury my words inside your head so deeply that you slip into a state of subspace. No. Why would I do that in our little roleplay? Just like how I would never even think of patting your head gently as you gaze adoringly into my eyes. Lean closer and whisper, "What a good little submissive you are." The words sending wave after wave after wave of submissive bliss throughout your body and mind. Could you also imagine what it might be like if I was to gently caress your other ear with my lips, kissing them gently, and telling you, "Oh, I bet right now you could imagine how you might react to that. Going through those motions of feeling small and submissive because you're just so good at playing this game. Sometimes it's funny, you know, how the lines between fantasy and reality blur and mingle inside our heads. We can be completely convinced of something, even if it wasn't there. Sometimes we're so deeply engrossed, immersed in a situation, everything else fades away. And that line starts to disappear too, fading into nothingness. But that's okay. I'm sure you know where that line is, right? It's definitely not escaping you already as I take you deeper into this roleplay. As you play along even more than before, your mind conjures images of you submitting before me. As I strip you of your control, piece by piece. You, loving every single second and holding on to the moments as best you can before you tumble down into a void. The empty abyss of deep, hypnotic submission. Well, since you're so good at playing along, imagine closing your eyes and allowing your mind to tune everything out except my voice. Imagine a place where your submission amplifies with every second. So let's make this even more fun. I'm going to tell you something, and you're going to pretend my words make you so savvy that you can't help but want to blush and wriggle around in your seat. You start to imagine that feeling of gentle submission drifting over you. You can do that for me, right? I'm sure it's not that much of a stretch for you, darling. You already know how adorably submissive you are. How do I know? Well, I can tell from the way you hold yourself when you're near me. The way my words hit you so hard that you start getting all melty for me. The way you verbally key smash when I say, "You're mine and no one else's right now." Like that. Maybe you're just really good at playing along, huh? It's not like me telling you to look at me when I speak to you. That's right. Right in my eyes, sweetie pie. You can follow basic instructions, can't you? There. That's better. It's not like that does anything for you. Or maybe, just maybe it does. And all this playing along is starting to have a different effect on you, turning those pretend feelings into real ones. Letting my words shape and shift your reality. You know, I bet you'd be such a good obedient submissive for me, darling. Curled up at my feet like a prized pet. No thoughts, just my words wrapped up inside an empty shell of a head that you have. Your thoughts are completely replaced by my words and the feelings of pure submission and obedience to me in that moment. It's like time stands still. Nothing else. My words affect you so deeply as my tone, mixed with domineering language and praise, makes you positively weak at the knees. Lucky you're already on yours, so you don't risk dropping to them with every single syllable I say. Could you imagine such a thing? How it must feel for a person to succumb to my hypnotic powers so completely they lose themselves in the void, like that. I'm sure you have no idea what that's like. Being so deep down there in the darkness, my voice is the only light you have to guide you down even further. Like a beam of purple mist, drawing you down, down. Oh, honey, you pretend and imagine so well. Because in reality, you're just here with me, listening, relaxing, hanging on my words and letting me guide your imagination down into places they haven't even explored yet. You know what we should do? Since you're so good at pretending and all, you should beg me to actually hypnotize you. To make you feel all those things I describe. To take your mind so deeply down you forget which way is up. Sure, you might not feel that subby by just acting the role, but if you convince yourself of how badly you need this, and you do need this, then it's only a matter of time before you're right where I want you. So beg for me. Look at me and beg. You can't help yourself, it all just comes trickling over your lips like a sigh. As easy as breathing. You don't even have to think about it, it's just natural. And the need to be taken grows so deeply. Deep down inside, you've been a good submissive for me all along. You just wanted me to press your buttons a bit before you gave in. You have permission now to let all that pretense go and slide into that place of deep submission. When you blush and sigh, you babble into begging even if the words don't make sense because your subby little mind can't even form correct words. The ultimate blend of key smashing in the verbal sense just shows you I'm right again. Deep down, you know your place. And since your imagination is so good, you can imagine me bending down beside you, gently pulling your head back with your hair as I whisper into your ears my breath, tickling your neck slightly as you lose all control, melt into a little puddle even before I've had time to say anything. I'm just that much of a force for you. My energy alone is enough to make you this helplessly subby. I go ahead and tell you exactly what you need to hear. Sweet thing. You like that, do you? Good. This whole little game was just a ruse. Because I knew from the moment you came here where you would end up. On the floor. At my feet. Kneeling for me. Did you think you had a choice? Because right now, you don't. And I know it's the nicest thing you've ever heard in this moment because I say it is. You're mine now for this moment, and that's great. More than great, because you're safe with me. Here in my grasp, I do love playing with your hair like this, giving it a gentle pat as I adjust where you look and draw your attention to. Well, that is until I gently wave my hand in front of your eyes, forcing them to close. Just like that. In one swift motion, you go from conscious to deep, submissive slumber. Just because I want you to be. You're so cute when you relax for me. And I know with your need to please me right now, it takes you even deeper down. Imagine, if you will, my voice is a trail of purple smoke in the distance of a dark, black abyss. Watch it. Focus on it as it takes you down, down, deeper and deeper into this place. Relaxing. Flowing and mingling with submissive feelings as they overwhelm your body and mind. Time stands still. Nothing else matters, just relaxation, my voice, and your submission. And that's it. Simple as that, you float on my voice, taking you deeper with each moment. Breath. Word. Sinking into slumber just like that. Just like that, my sweet submissive.